These two different Muslim groups in Iraq, and one of them was from the Takfirin and the other was the Shazam.
Before that?
Well, I guess not before that. It was within one group, there were two different philosophical schools as to how they follow Aristotle. Anyway, it's part of Muslim philosophy. So the one group, I think you could have rushed to go and follow this group to some extent, that they said, I guess the question was, how do you put reason and revelation together? So the one said, well, okay, God told us what to do, but reason would have gotten eventually. Okay, so God told us and got us there faster, but would have gotten there eventually. And the other one said, it doesn't matter, God could have told us to do anything, and the fact that he said it, and reason is stupid and worthless, and it's just he told you. Kevin Berkman says, they're both wrong. He says, that something can be perfectly reasonable, and that can be good reason. He says, Kant, for example, can show us very well that it's logical to be a good person. So he says, what's the question? The question is, when push comes to shove, what if when there's maybe a good reason not to do it, or maybe when it's difficult, or when, where's the obligation? Kant showed that it's logical to help people. Who says you have to be logical? Maybe I want to be stupid.
Right.
So he says you need both. You need the reason and you need the command, and that when you put the two together.
Excellent. Yeah.
The question is, a couple times you have to have kavanah. One thing I wonder is I remember a rabbi once said to me, he said that, for example, when you wash your hands for bread, you have an intention that you'll bench somewhere other than where you're eating. And he said, what if you said, okay, I'm going to bench my bedroom, I'm going to bench my bedroom, and you wash your hands, and your mind goes blank. He says you can still bench your bedroom. He said, because if someone had asked you, where are you going to bench? I said, oh, yeah, in my room. It was in the bottom of your mind. So what if, let's say, every time someone, I do a mitzvah, I can't, think, oh, I'm paying the taxi driver because it's a mitzvah, I'm paying for this mitzvah, I can only think of so many things at once. But if after the fact you said to me, hey, why did you pay him on time? I said, because that's what God wants me to do. I'm a Jew. So, the same thing applies. I can't have active intention for every single thing I do every single moment. But if you ask me why I did it...
So there's a chay adam that says what you said. Basically, the question was asked, if I have intent initially for something, and then I don't keep thinking that's what I'm doing, do we say that was my intent? So the chay adam says this with regard to making tzitzit. I say I'm going to make tzitzit for the sake of mitzvah tzitzit, or even if I don't say it. You come and ask me, why am I making tzitzit? I'm making tzitzit because I'm a mitzvah to make tzitzit. That's what I'm doing here. So he says that we rely on that, but ordinarily in halacha we say that's b'diyeved. L'chadchila, it's better to have in mind I'm doing this for the sake of that mitzvah. It's not so clear that we would go with this. It's logical to say that. Yeah, we do have people who say that, but the preferable way to do it is to think this is the mitzvah I'm performing, and that's why we have our 5-minute class on Fridays going through Tayag Mitzvot, so that we could have in mind, we keep saying, and you have in mind this, you have in mind that, because in doing that we're in fulfillment of this aspect of the mitzvah, of having in mind that I'm doing a mitzvah, and we rule that with regard to biblical mitzvot it's mandatory, that without it you're not fulfilling the mitzvah. If a person his father asks him for a cup of water, and he thinks to himself, gee, I'd much rather go do something else, but I know I'm going to ask my father for a loan in 5 minutes. That's not a good idea. I'm going to get him that cup of water. He's not honoring his father. He's helping himself. granted, that's explicitly not in his mind. But you'll be surprised that many times that there are all kinds of ulterior motives, and if we get accustomed to thinking this way, then we will be better people. Because just the actions without the thought, it's a situation, it's a performance of mitzvah in which we are lacking. The second we think about it, then we've elevated ourselves. We've elevated the action and we've elevated ourselves. And that's going to help us lead a life that is far more elevated. There's a world of a difference between someone who goes to bring that cup of water or goes to wash the dishes and thinks, I am performing a mitzvah. That person is with his creator every minute. The other person who's doing it might be performing the mitzvah. And if you'll ask him afterwards, he'll say, sure, there's a mitzvah. That's what I was doing. But he's not connecting to his creator at every minute. And being that we spend most of our day doing mitzvot, we might as well connect to our creator. Why not? Don't forget, the word mitzah chasidim say comes from the word tzavta. Tzavta means connection, companionship. And we, even not as chasidim, we say asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav. The Avud Ram brings one of the understanding of that is that Hashem engaged us. We became His betrothed through the mitzvot. So, even without the chasidish understanding, the mere fact that we're performing mitzvot is what connects us to Hashem.